Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz. Remember, we do love hearing from you. Tweet us at Kaya on Air is our handle, and you can use the hashtag Kaya Biz. Now, South Africa's formal inflation target is a range of between 3 to 6%. That band was set in around 2000. It's anchored at about 4.5%, but there may be a move to a single point inflation target of 3%. Let's speak to Jonathan Kohler, the CEO of the Lansdowne Property Group, who joins us in studio. Jonathan, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just give us some insight and background into that move and what it would mean for the property sector.
Well, I think obviously having a 3% inflation, you know, heading towards a 3% inflation is really good news for people. Mm-hmm. You know, prices of goods are going to go up less than expected, you know, which is always a good thing. I think the disappointment was really not getting that interest rate drop with the lower inflationary target, you know, but because mm-hmm. obviously another interest rate drop would sort of stimulate the residential real estate market, mm-hmm. And you know, encourage people to buy more. However, you know, keeping the interest rates stable and looking at a low inflation, I mean, it's easy to sort of budget and you can sort of see what you're looking at, and that drives the rental market, you know. So I think it's really a question of, is it time for someone to still rent their property, or is it time for someone to actually purchase their property? Mm. I think that depends on a number of factors in terms of purchase prices, area, et cetera, which we can unpack.
Yeah, let's get into that. When you're speaking about the property industry in general, there's investors, developers, owners, renters. So if I'm listening, and whichever band I'm in, what am I going to be thinking about? What should I be thinking about?
I think in your sort of entry-level market, mm-hmm. I think the sort of rental that you'll pay is very similar to your bond repayment. And mm-hmm. I think in that sort of market, you need to have a look at potentially buying. You need to bear in mind that there are extra costs associated with purchasing. For example, you know, if you buy in a residential estate, you'll have to pay your levies, you have to pay your rates and taxes, which is over and above if you were a tenant. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you renting a little one-bedroom apartment and you are, you know, the purchase price of that property is 600,000 rand a month, you know, your rental in that market at 6,000, at 600,000 rand, your rental's about 6,000 rand a month, which is pretty much what the bond repayment would be. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think purchasing at the moment, specifically in that first time market, I think, and specifically in Joburg at the market, because I believe we're sort of at the bottom of the market, I think it's a good time to buy. So I think with, if that inflationary sort of target of, you know, sort of in the three, mm-hmm. in the three sort of comes to fruition, I think we'll see quite an aggressive interest rate drop, which will stimulate the market. And definitely for a first time homeowner, if you're keeping your credit score in good standing, definitely a time to buy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a look at purchasing more expensive property, then, you know, the rental amount that you're paying is a lot less than the bond repayment, and then it's actually better to rent, not to buy. Okay. Especially when there's no capital appreciation in the market. So it really depends sort of where you are, you know. And yeah, I mean, I was speaking to a client earlier on today who said, you know, they're moving from Gauteng to St. Francis Bay, and they want a little two-bedroom apartment where they're going to put their son in, who's a student, and then they're going to stay there. And they've got 1.5 million to spend. And should they buy, you know, because they're looking to buy? And I said, well, I actually wouldn't look to buy. I would look to rent. And they're like, yeah, but you can't rent your property. I don't want to pay someone else's bond. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, but you have to look at the price that you're purchasing the property at, and is it appreciating in value? Because I mean, Joburg in the last, I mean, yeah, I mean, we've had some crazy stats. I mean, we sold, one of my agents in Joburg recently sold a little one bedroom apartment for 600,000, which is pretty much in that sort of new north, sort of four ways, Paul's off Sunning Hills, plus minus the purchase price of a little one bedroom apartment. The seller of that property purchased that property off plan from a developer in 2005 for 575,000 rand. So I mean, it's a good time to buy, but is there going to be capital appreciation? For there to be capital appreciation, we're going to need to see some infrastructure changes and some sentiment. So a few interest rates cuts, the sentiment starts to change. Some serious infrastructure, specifically in Joburg, you can see some capital appreciation, and then it's a good time to buy. But now, is it? I mean, I don't know.
Very shaky. It's like our roads, you know. I mean, don't get me started on the roads and the water in Joburg, but those things really do affect property prices.
100%.
I have a friend who's based in Paulsdorf, is looking to buy, looking to sell. There's a squatter camp that's come up around her area. She's got a beautiful apartment.
I know exactly where the squatter camp is.
She cannot sell it. She can sell it, but she's going to actually lose money.
Yeah.
And so those kind of concerns, we're going to go back to talking about that lower target. But those kind of concerns, insurance, some people, I love living in Joburg. I can't see myself moving for the next 5 years or so.
I also do.
But then you also don't want to make an emotional purchase or do something emotional when it comes to an immovable property. And so how do you weigh up? I know you've touched on it. I have concerns about water. I have concerns about the roads. I have concerns about so much in Johannesburg. But I do want to be here. How do you balance those?
I think you need to have a look at you have to have a look at the area, and you have to have a look at how you're buying the property. So if you're going to buy a little one-bedroom investment property and you're going to use debt, because the rental yield is so close to the bond repayment, you can go into a Paulsdorf. You know, Paulsdorf is an unbelievable area to buy if you want your rental yield to be really, really high and cover sort of 99% of the bond repayment.
Okay.
So as you said, you know, in Paulsdorf, difficult to resell. I mean, you do have that sort of squatter camp that goes along the river there. But at the end of the day, if you're using debt to purchase the property, so you can pretty much get 100% bond, and then your tenant is going to pay you 6,000 rand a month, you've got sort of a forced saving of maybe your rates and taxes and your bond repayment. The tenant is paying for your debt, so it's a proper investment property, and you're hoping that with a few interest rate cuts, you're going to get some capital appreciation, and then your property is going to increase in value, and then you can resell that property, and then you can buy a larger property, and you can do the same thing. So I think, you know, it's a different question if you're buying a property cash or if you're buying a property with debt. Because if you're buying with debt and the bond repayment is close to the bond, it makes absolute sense, because how else are you going to make money? If I mean, you've got your gross income, which you can get a specific amount of debt, and then you get the tenant to pay off the debt, and then you're banking on the capital appreciation. But if you've got 600,000 rand cash that you want to invest in an investment property, then perhaps it's a better purchase to buy some equities and to buy some shares. And maybe a rand-based but US dollar-hedged equity, because then you've got, you know, the sort of 8% capital depreciation that the rand has had against the US dollar, say, for the last 30 years. So you're getting that 8%. And then, if you know, if markets have been doing well, you know, so if you get another sort of 8% a year on that, then you've got 16% a year, and it's hedged against the rand. So I think it depends whether you're using debt, how much debt you're going to use, if you're using cash. And I mean, myself, my wife and I mean, we were sort of looking to buy a home, and we sort of got caught up in sort of like, we need to move to Cape Town. You know, it's safer and it's et cetera, et cetera. And we went there, and the prices were just so expensive. I mean, literally sort of three times what you could pick up a property in Johannesburg for.
Yes.
And when it came to it, I sort of had a look at Cape Town and thought, in my opinion, Cape Town is sort of at the top end of their market. Obviously, Atlantic Seaboard, is going to have that international buy sort of driving the market. But, you know, we were sort of having a look more in the suburbs. And I just thought, if I buy in Cape Town, I'm spending three times more money on a place that I believe is sort of at the top end of the market. Where in Joburg, where we ended up buying and we've lived our entire lives, I was purchasing a property for 50% of the value of what it would be worth in a good market. And I just thought it was a better investment decision to buy in Joburg, even though the capital appreciation and the demand says that it's a better investment decision to buy in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. But it's just the value that you can get for your home in Joburg versus the value that you can get for your home in Cape Town. We bought in Joburg and we're very happy that we did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it depends. You really have to have a look at it at how you're buying the property. Is it an investment property? Is it a first-time home that you're going to live in? Or is it a larger property, and where's the value? Because the only value that you can really get in a residential property is the only value you can control in the second-hand market is what you buy the property for. Because you can make an offer that's lower. That's the only place you can really get the equity. At the moment, you can have a look at a property and you can get it for a steal, and then you've saved that money. And with a little bit of interest rate drop, a little bit of renewed belief in the market, a little bit of infrastructure change, all of a sudden we've got good capital appreciation, and you make 50% on your home in Joburg because you bought it for 50% less. So
yeah, you know, as you're speaking about all those factors, it sounds intimidating, because if I want to buy a house, sure, I want to make a decision about which area it's in. Is it close to my child's school if I've got a child, my work if I'm working? But then when you're speaking about inflation, there's also geopolitical factors. You never know what's going to happen. This is South Africa. We are the land of possibilities. We can wake up tomorrow. We don't know what's happening politically. We don't know what's happening with our economy. And so those things are things you want to factor in, but are intimidating, I think, would be the right word. So if someone is listening and wants to go on that journey and doesn't have, you know, the privilege of speaking to you right now and getting these tips, where do they go? What do they do to make that decision in a very orderly, logical way?
It's very difficult, because I've literally just been through this, you know, and it's if you can get a residential property in this country, and it doesn't matter where it is, if you can get it for a steal, you really are sort of offsetting the cost of something politically going wrong. You know, because I mean, you can get a new partnership tomorrow, the GNU falls apart, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the rand, that's been quite strong, can go to 30 to the US dollar. And would you rather have bought a property at 50% lower, or would you rather play, you know, because Cape Town think that they're not in South Africa, but they are. And if something politically doesn't go right, imagine paying something that's three times more than what you've bought in Joburg, and something politically goes wrong, then you're going to get proper depreciation, you know. So, I mean, I think you can offset it against purchasing in the correct area. I think purchasing in a really good residential estate, if you're in Johannesburg, you know, there's a lot of sort of value in people wanting the safety of living in a secure estate. That's also a barrier to buying, because those estates are more expensive. Where the real value is in a freestanding home in Johannesburg. That's where the real value is. So you have to choose an area where it's perhaps boomed off, where it's safe, where it's close to a good school that you're happy with. And just bear in mind that it's a buyer's market. You know, but if we get, I mean, what, we've had 125 basis points drop, you know, since the beginning of the downward cycle. You can't leave it for another, say, 100 basis points, because then it's not a buyer's market anymore. It's going to be more seller's market. And less for a home in Johannesburg, sort of, you know, dollar-based rather than and not knowing.
Yeah.
However, your home is the place where it's not really an asset. Your home is sort of that liability that people think is an asset. You know, you move in, you overpay for the property that you really want, then you renovate it, you never get that money back. But it gives you that 10 or 20 years of happiness with your family, and it gives you that experience and that safety. So you need to sort of get that balance of finding the perfect home, but getting it at the right price, renovating it to make it comfortable, but not overcapitalizing. That's sort of a long answer to try and answer your question, but I've literally just gone through this exact thing, you know. So,
if we're speaking about Cape Town, we're not trashing it. I'm a Cape Townian at heart. I grew up in Cape Town. My parents suppose stayed in Cape Town. When I look at the property that our family home is, the way that it's increased, and the bank says that it's increased, is actually unsustainable. And so I wonder if there is a... if the growth in Cape Town is sustainable, and I'm not trash talking it, I'm saying when you're seeing, and you and I have discussed this on Kaya Biz, when you're seeing like prices of hundreds of millions of rands in the Western Cape, in homes that are not palatial by any means, the home, my, our family home is not palatial, but the value since 2001 up until today, my mom was saying if she had to buy her home now, she wouldn't be able to afford it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's listen, I mean, we're seeing, yes, I mean, we've got an office in Cape Town as well, mm-hmm. And our agents are doing extremely well in terms of, you know, our rental prices received, our sales prices, you know, that we're getting. But we're seeing a sort of tap off on the market in the surrounding areas, you know, in the more outlying areas, mm-hmm. Which I think is the start of the sort of market correcting and the demand of this emigration from Joburg there and the rest of the country. They're starting to sort of tap off.
Okay.
And Atlantic Seaboard is still being driven and it's still beautiful and the, you know, the super wealthy are still investing there.
Mm-mm.
However, and I've said it before, you know, you've got a, you know, that article with the record price of Clifton apartment.
Ridiculous.
For 140 million.
I'm sorry.
Something politically does go wrong, no matter how much money you have in euros or US dollars, I mean, if you're purchasing a property for $10 million and the rand, you know, it's, well, I mean, it's been strengthening now, you know, but I mean, if something happens politically and the rand starts to be under pressure and politically people are sort of thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. If they try to sell that property again for 140 million, they're going to burn.
Okay.
So, you know, it's. I would be very apprehensive to drop top dollar, unless you've got so much money that you don't know really what to do with. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, $10 million, and suddenly the rand goes to 30, and then they're trying to resell that, and then they're reselling to the South African market. South African market's not going to spend 140 million. Maybe they'll spend 80, and then they're going
to
steal that.
Hopefully, we
never
get to that 30. That's the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Jonathan, thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Really good to have you in studio, and appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
You know, our next interview is about real estate versus Rolex. There's a survey that's come out today that said, you know, it might be a better idea to invest in watches than in property.
I've got my views on that. I mean, you don't want to...
I actually want to hear them before the next interview, even in the lineup.
So if you're purchasing something, it's a little bit like Bitcoin. If you're purchasing something because you are banking on somebody else paying you more for it at a certain bit of time, in my opinion, that's not an asset. You know, if you buying equities, it produces something. It produces dividends. It mm-hmm. goes up in price. It's the same as property. It produces rental, and then you know, in a reasonable market, it appreciates in value. You know, so I have a friend who buys a lot of Rolexes, and whenever he does, I say, "You've made the wrong decision." But let's see, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you never know.
Okay, you'll listen to the next interview. Hopefully, Jonathan Kohler, CEO of Lansdowne Property Group, joining us on Kaya Biz to talk about a 3% inflation target that may happen and the possibilities for the property market. Really appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.